It is weird, but at least it's legal.
Quality show.
Well, looks like you have a fan.
Hearing about you all over town, actually.
Now let me call your kind attention to our big show.
Yeah, I got to make a big on Monday to get you and me both going. Good morning. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. I love weekends. I want to do them more. Boy, that weekend was stuffed with all kinds of things, including those sold-out Taylor Swift concerts down there at the stadium. And I got to tell you, it's not my cup of tea, but occasionally there are groups that come to town, and I think, well, it'd be fun to go see them. And I look at the ticket prices, and I go, no freaking way. Not going to spend that much money. I mean, there are very few acts that would get me to spend a whole bunch of money, but here's what some people are doing. Because concert tickets are so expensive here and so much cheaper overseas, some people are flying to see their favorite groups or singers overseas and paying what they would pay just for the tickets here. Got an example. There's a woman from Dallas. She flew from Dallas to Stockholm in May to see Beyoncé perform live. The cost of her concert ticket, the flight, four nights in a hotel, and a 40-hour layover in Paris was less than $700. As you know, those are like mid-lower level seats. I mean, it's just gotten crazy. So if there is someone you'd like to go see, maybe see when they're performing elsewhere and turn it into a vacation. Just something to put into your hopper as we start to fill our hoppers this morning. Monday rolls on. You are listening to KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with a Tim Hunter guy. And this is the radio station that will go where you want to go. You download our KRKO app and we've got Everett's Greatest Hits to go. Plus, if you download the app, that puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. We give away one every week. And that is the exclusive way you can enter to win a family four-pack of tickets to a Funko Friday and an upcoming Aqua Sox Friday night home game. It's on the contest page, only on the app. Don't say I didn't tell you.
And now, here's today's edition of I'm Witless News with Tim Hunter.
Good morning. According to new medical research, smoking, drinking, and lack of exercise, along with a poor diet, can age a person by 12 years. That is, if you really work at it. My wife is insisting we don't use Teflon anything anymore because she says the chemicals in Teflon will shorten my life by 3 years. Ironically, if we give up Teflon, I'll spend those 3 years cleaning non-stick pans. It's a wash. A portrait that Picasso painted of his mistress has sold for $45 million, thus nullifying the old phrase, cheaters never prosper. And the World Health Organization says 1 billion young people are at risk of damaging their ears from loud music, to which most of those young people responded, fish can damage beers when there's crowd music?
Join us again next time, unless you can help it, for another edition of I'm Witless News.
Okay, got to keep this party bus moving. More of Everett's Greatest Hits in just a few minutes. Enjoying the music right along with you, Everett's Greatest Hits in KRKO. My name is Tim Hunter, and word is getting out. I'm down to my final couple of weeks on the radio. I'm going to retire from radio, not from everything else I'm doing, but from radio a week from Friday. And got my buddy Brian Mengel coming in here, and he's going to take over. He's filled in for me when I went on vacation. You know him. Great guy, and I feel really, really good about him taking over the show. But I wanted to get some advice about retiring from radio, so I wanted to talk to somebody who's been there, and that would be my former broadcast buddy, Bruce Murdoch. And Bruce, what can you tell me from the land of retirement? What's it like?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, you're going to be a lot better rested than you've ever been.
Okay, looking forward to that.
It was actually surprisingly easy for me to to make that adjustment. I have a huge family. I've got 10 grandkids.
Wow.
And so, you know, if you just spend 45 minutes a day with each of them, you know, there's a couple 6 hours, you know, that's show prep.
Again, you did it from when you were a teen to when you retired. I had a little bit of a break along in there, but I mean, to actually stop doing this, to actually stop thinking about, oh, this could be a break. You know, I remember when Larry Nelson had a chance to go back on the radio and he didn't. And I couldn't understand why he wouldn't want to go back on the air. Now I understand.
Yeah, it's a combination of things. You know, it was our time is a real interesting observation because I agree. You know, there was we are of a time and place. And that time and place is no longer. As far as you see something and you think that that'd make a good show topic, I have to tell you that never goes away.
Oh, great.
So you're still going to see things. You're going to experience things and want to do a bit about them or talk about them. I recommend you use your Facebook page. Like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Just I see things, I jot them down, I work them up, I put them out there.
All right. Well, thank you for the tips. I appreciate that. I'm feeling better about it day by day. And I it's, you know, they're sad of wrapping it up.
Sure.
But there's also all of the, frankly, for me, it's all the spare time I'm going to inherit. And I'm looking forward to that. So.
Well, and the people in your family are going to look forward to it. You're going to be rested. You'll have more of yourself to give to them. And it's time, you know, brother, you've been talking to people and giving them your best for so long. It's time to start giving your best to your family.
Thank you, Murd.
I love you, Tim Hunter.
All right. I'll love you.
See
back.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, my broadcast brother from a different mother, Bruce Murdoch. Thanks, Bruce, for those words. And yeah, the adventure continues, but we got a couple of weeks left to have some fun together, so we're going to do just that, getting back to the music in just a moment. Really, when you think about it, one of the happiest sad songs you'll ever hear. And you heard it here on KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter, trying to help you get going here on a Monday. Some Sly and the Family Stone, Blondie, Eagles, Marvin Gaye, Kenny Loggins, Huey Lewis. That's the kind of music we're talking about when we say Everett's Greatest Hits and all those coming up between now and 8 o'clock here on KRKO. So sad for the loss of Tony Bennett on Friday. It was kind of one of those things you knew was coming, just never wanted the moment to occur. But boy, what a great life, great history. And if I make it to 96, I will be happy. I won't be able to sing like Tony, but I know what I'm going to be doing today is heading to iTunes and downloading a few songs of Mr. Bennett. Some good news, surprising news about Fleetwood Mac. You know, there's so many groups and everything on their farewell tours. The Eagles are going to launch another one come the fall. Fleetwood Mac, you know, has been in shambles. Christine McVie passed away. John McVie no longer tours with the group. They wanted to do one last tour. And so Mick Fleetwood is chatting with Lindsey Buckingham about terms. You remember they fired him from a couple of years ago. But that would mean that Mick Fleetwood, Lindsey Buckingham, and Stevie Nicks would tour as Fleetwood Mac one last time. We will let you know when we hear something on the definite side. I remember back when I bought the 45 of that song, and at the very beginning, if you listen carefully, it sounds like there's a doorbell. And it would always make me check the door, and it turned out it was in the song. I thought it was weird every time I'd put my 45 on, someone would come over to the house. Hey, good morning. Yeah, coming to grips. Monday morning, KRKO. It's Everett's Greatest Hits. And Tim Hunter.
You know, it's a pretty poor day when you don't learn something.
It really is. So every now and then we do this pretty poor day feature so we can cause a few more wrinkles in that gray matter of yours. One in five people think employers should ban employees from dating each other. With my luck, it's probably that cute girl in accounting. The average woman thinks, I hate my clothes 3 times a week. and it's usually shortly after they've asked you, so how do I look? A recent survey says the best time to interview for a job is between 9 and 11 a.m. That's why morning shows usually get off the air at 9. And it is twice as likely that you'll complain in the afternoon at work than it is in the morning. See, I prefer to be more consistent and string it out evenly throughout the day. But not when my boss is around. Hey, that's what I know. Well, back at it again. Here we go. Monday morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter in recovery mode. I like to weekend and weekend hard, and weekend hard I did. Took in a 3-year-old grandson's birthday party, did a little wine tasting, avoided Seattle like the plague with the Taylor Swift concerts, Mariners. They had the storm. They had the bite of Seattle. It's just, that was the place to stay away from. We had salty sea days here. That's a reasonable sized festival. Anyway, great to have you with us. If you're enjoying this radio station, might want to sign up for the KRKO Listener Club. Got a club on our website. You sign up when we go to do anything, you'll be the first to know. Giveaways, things like that. You could do that right now while you're thinking about it. KRKO.com.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Yeah, I found a few over the weekend, remembering back to the days when a new hip joint was something you checked out on a Friday night. I know you're supposed to have 3 balanced meals a day, but how many can I have at night? I never did find out what nights in white sat in.
Never reaching the end.
Yeah, okay. I'm writing a book. So far, I've got the page numbers done. And outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Getting back to those great songs in just a moment.